Thank you for calling RTL 5. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
William Gowan.
Hey, William. How can I help you today?
Well, I've been trying to sign up online, and I've had no luck. And then I got a thing in the mail today with a phone number, so I figured I'd give a call and try to sign up this way.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you sign up for service. What's your service address?
50 Wildwood, all one word, Lane in Saugerties.
Thank you for that information, William. You said Wildwood is one word?
Yep.
Okay, so we can definitely sign you for service now. The in-service date for your location would be November 26th, okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Are you interested in a specific service? We have the 1 gig and the 2 gig available.
The 1 gig would be fine.
And what about the landline service? Are you interested in getting any landline service?
No, that's okay. We only have cell phones.
All right, give me a moment, please. Okay, and are you interested in getting any Wi-Fi extenders?
Not at this time.
Okay. And just to confirm the address once more, it's 50 Wildwood Lane in Saugerties, New York. Do you rent or own the property?
We own it.
The utility wires, is it through the air or is it under the ground?
It comes to a pole on my property and then it's underground into the house.
Okay. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Okay. Could you spell your first name for me, please?
William.
Last name?
Garland, Garland.
Garland.
Yep.
Email address you'd like to add on file?
WEGARLAND at outlook.com.
So W E as in echo, G A R L A N D at outlook.com.
That's correct.
And what's your primary phone number?
845-663-6799. That's my cell number.
Okay, thank you for that information. How may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Any of them.
All right, and just to read some disclosures to you, at Archtop Fiber for the text, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
And the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Yes, that's fine.
And lastly, the phone. Do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the number provided? You may revoke consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yes.
All right, so you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet. Service address is 50 Wildwood Lane, Socrates, New York, 12477. You own the property, your utility wires are underground, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
That's correct.
So as part of our auto process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. Are you willing to do that credit check?
Yes, I am. I already did it online, but it stopped going through after that. But yeah, I don't mind doing it.
One moment, please. William Garland. Oh, you were doing it today. Okay.
Yep. I tried a couple of times, actually. Today was the furthest I made it.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. So I got the number, so that's okay. I got the report number, so that's okay. I don't have to do it. It shows that no deposit is required. Would you want to sign up for the discount with auto paying paperless billing where you could get $10 off?
I don't know. My wife ain't here.
Yeah, so if you want to get $10 off, you'd have to do auto pay with either your checking or savings account and do paperless billing. You can get $5 off if you do decide to do auto pay with your credit card or debit card with paperless billing.
Is that something I can change later on?
Yes. So no discounts then.
Yeah, let's. Without her being here, I wouldn't have the checking account number.
Okay. And do you want a paper bill or a paperless bill?
Paperless is fine.
How did you hear about Archtop?
I live right around the corner. I see you guys all over the place.
Okay. And is there anything that a technician should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire or a septic tank?
I'm assuming you're going from the pole out front into my house.
That is correct.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any issue. I mean, I'll be here anyway. I'm retired, so.
Okay, no problem. So I'm going to read you a few disclosures, okay?
Sure.
All right, so at the time of your initial connection, the technician still determined the best way to connect your service, so they may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. But you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. Will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
All right. So closer to November 21st, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for installation, okay?
Sounds good.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go, William?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling me Archtop Fiber.
All right, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.